is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, and our colleague, Ambassador Alan Baker, Director of the Institute for Contemporary Affairs at the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs from Jerusalem. I begin by asking Malcolm, this is Holocaust Remembrance Day. What is the significance of that for the people of the earth, Malcolm? Good evening to you.
Good evening, and it's great to be together again, especially on this very significant day when we remember what happened 80 years ago and reminded in the context of the sharply rising incidence of anti-Semitism in the United States and around the world, and some of the events that took place just in recent weeks at the UN remind us that the bias, the hatred that does not go away, and whether it's manifested against individual Jews or the collective Jew, the state of Israel, the intent is the same. And one of the people who's been on the forefront of this battle has been Ambassador Baker. For decades, I've had the privilege of working with him. And perhaps Ambassador Baker, you could start off by talking about the manifestation of the appointment of this commission of inquiry and why it is such an offensive action by the United Nations.
Okay, Malcolm and John, good evening or good afternoon for you. Look, nobody is really surprised at anything that comes out of the United Nations, and especially not from the United Nations Human Rights Council, which is a utterly discredited body. Even the former Secretary General of the UN commented on the fact that it's got a fixation against Israel and doesn't deal with anything else. And so the fact that it's discredited is widely known. The worrying thing about this most recent development is the fact that they've resolved to establish an ongoing, independent international commission of inquiry to target Israel, not just concerning what happened between Israel and Hamas over the last year, but everything in the past and in the future. The difficult issue with this is that it's an ongoing committee. In other words, it's not something that they set up just for one inquiry. It's ongoing. It will continue, and it will always be there. And they financed it. The United Nations General Assembly passed a budgetary resolution adding about 20 staff members and giving it a very large budget to be able to do this. So this is what's worrying about it.
Mr. Ambassador, you say that everyone is aware of the fact that this committee, this commission, is biased, profoundly biased. Therefore, who is the audience for this? Why does the United Nations continue to endorse this? Who's listening?
Look, the United Nations, they basically orchestrate educational programs throughout the world in various countries. And whilst we tend to look askance at the UN, you know, the famous shmum, statement by Ben-Gurion years and years ago, but other countries take what happens in the UN quite seriously, and this type of ongoing inquisition or kangaroo court that they want to establish would bring about a new series of resolutions in addition to the resolutions that are already being adopted every year. Now, you know, there are others and myself who look at it skeptically and say, well, you know, nothing new. We've been getting this type of thing from the UN every year, and so it'll continue. But there are many serious people, especially international lawyers, who think that this is an unprecedented move. This is something that the UN has never done. And in my view, it runs against the basic principles and purposes of the UN as set out in the UN Charter. sovereign equality of states, working together, not singling out one particular state. All these things run against the aims and principles of the UN. And so this whole exercise, in my opinion, is ultra vires the interests of the UN and needs to be somehow neutralized.
You made a reference to the fact that, and I don't think people know, that Israel is the only country that has a separate agenda item on the at the Human Rights Council item, I think it's Article 7, that just investigates Israel, and that what we've created here is essentially an anti-Israel law firm organization funded with millions and millions of dollars, and the budget was put in some sort of an obscure document. Is there any way to reverse that and to put together all of these vast sums that are being spent by the UN to demonize and delegitimize Israel?
Well, I think there are two ways to do this, I think. First of all, the United States pays 22% of the budget of the United Nations. The Japanese, the British, the French, the Italians, the Canadians, the Australians, South Korea, China also pay relatively large percentages, but nobody pays as much as the United States. So the United States, together with other countries, could come along and say, well, we're not going to pay the relative amount of money that is going towards financing this commission, which is which undermines the very charter of the UN. And if the US Congress could bring about some type of determination to prevent the United States from paying that money or reducing the United States contribution to the UN in the proportion of 22% of the cost of this commission, and if the US and Israel and others could persuade the other countries also to take the same measure, this would neutralize the functioning of the commission, in my opinion.
And right now, the status of this commission, the investigation going forward, it's funded, it plans to do this indefinitely. Is that correct, Mr. Ambassador? This will go on forever.
Absolutely. And another point is that it's the title is independent. It's an independent, ongoing international commission. But the three members of this commission are all well-known people who have an anti-Israel agenda and have publicized articles and made statements against Israel. So there's nothing independent about it. It's completely and utterly biased.
We have less than a minute, Malcolm. Go ahead.
Just quickly, we don't have an ambassador right now, I think, in Geneva. Is that correct? And does that make a big difference in terms of our ability to try and influence the direction for the council?
Look, the UN is based in New York. I think the U.S. ambassador to the UN has got the equal amount of influence and power as does the ambassador in Geneva.
So they can affect the work of the council remotely from New York then?
But they get orders from the State Department in any event. So it's the State Department and the White House basically determine the American position when it comes to any UN activity.
Ambassador Alan Baker, director of the Institute for Contemporary Affairs at the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs. It is Holocaust Remembrance Day. It is UN Genocide Convention Remembrance in 1951. It is also the month when the Russian army, the Soviet army, discovered the horrors of Auschwitz and didn't tell us. And here we are with the same prejudice visiting upon us. This is Malcolm Hoenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batchelor.